from Black Club Chicago, Jen Sabella. Now, we call this extremely local news, and Chicago may lower the citywide speed limit to 25. How likely is this to happen, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, so Alderman Daniel Espada introduced this measure yesterday, so it's just in the early stages. We don't know if this council will take it up in the next few months, but it is a move that other cities have made in response to more traffic fatalities, and it has been effective in New York and Los Angeles. Lowering the speed limit from 30 miles per hour from as a default to 25 has reduced, you know, traffic fatalities and just pedestrians being hit. This would essentially like side streets that are, you're going 30 miles per hour on. Sometimes I'm like, wow, I'm surprised the speed limit is so fast here. So we'll see what happens. This is all part of the Vision Zero that Alderman Daniel Espada is backing, which is an effort to make our streets safer for cyclists, pedestrians, and people driving cars.
Of course, with so much construction, there are many streets where you wish you could go as fast as 25 miles an hour. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But yeah, there's that, and another part of this proposal is allowing people to take photos of cars blocking bike lanes and report people through 311. So instead of a camera, everyone's the camera, and they can tell on their fellow Chicagoans who are breaking the law there. But we don't know if that will be incorporated or if that will pass yet.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, because that can really mess up traffic when people park in those spaces. So this would have to be passed by the city council, right?
Correct. So, yeah, we're in the early stages. It was just introduced. He had a news conference yesterday. He's trying to drum up support for it. There was talk of it being sent to the Rules Committee, so we'll see what they end up doing with it.
Let's talk about the Beverly Ice Cream Shop gift store and crime. When did this happen? This was one night a couple of weeks ago, huh?
Yeah, this is right around the corner from where I live, and it's a great little corner. And in the summer, Ohana Ice Cream is usually packed. It has a little patio. People are in there. A lot of kids who live and go to high school in the area have summer jobs there. And someone stole about 15 to 20 feet of copper piping and took out the air conditioning for Ohana and the neighboring business Maid, which is a little gift store that features local artists and artisans. So both of them are out of air conditioning, and ice cream shop with no AC is just not working out for Ohana. All of their inventory went bad. Basically the theft, somebody probably got a few hundred bucks work for the copper, and it's going to cost $45,000 in lost income and repairs for these shops to get back up and running. So, that trade-off is not great. Both of the businesses have a GoFundMe. You could donate on our website, blackclubchicago.org. We have links to both. They're really great neighborhood businesses. 103rd Street here, it's very walkable. There's a record store. There's, your locksmith. It's very kind of quaint. Mm-hmm. The loss of the ice cream shop is really being felt by the community, because it really was a place where, your kids can work in the summer. Everyone can walk over and have shaved ice and ice cream. We're hoping they make it out of this.
1800 West 103rd, and I know the folks in Beverly will be helping out for sure. Let's talk about Chicago's Animal Care and Control Department. They've had a rough summer, haven't they?
They have. Aside from kitten season, which happens every summer, where a lot of kittens just come into the world after the cats are mating, and the feral cats and stray cats outside, and cats that are not fixed. So they get an influx of kittens every summer, and also this year around July 4th, they had a lot more runaway pets. So pets that just panic when the fireworks are going off, they could just become disoriented and lose their way, and a lot more cats are ending up in the shelter. It's primarily cats. They do have a lot of dogs as well, but the cat issue is a major one we're hearing at Animal Care and Control. So the department is waiving all adoption fees throughout the rest of July. Telling folks, if you've been thinking about getting a cat or a dog, now is the time. We are at capacity. They also are accepting fosters, so people can foster a cat, you know, especially these kittens, like while they're really little, you know, getting them, just getting them out of the shelter so there's room for other animals to come in that are injured and need help, because it's getting to the point where they don't have room for any other cats or dogs to come in.
All right. Contact Chicago's Animal Care and Control Department. Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago. Thank you, Jen. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Bob.